Adam Bodoni joins me for a preview of this weekend's concert with the Purdue Philharmonic and Symphony Orchestras at Loeb Center. It's Saturday night at 8 o'clock. No tickets required. Come and enjoy some great music. On the program is Beethoven, Borodin, Rimsky-Korsakov, and one of the great Haydn symphonies, his last, the 104th symphony.
Hi, John. Good to be here. The theme of this season and every season is the joy of music, and the best way to be happy is just play a lot of music and enjoy surveying the repertoire.
Beethoven's 7th Symphony, it's one of those that Wagner famously called the apotheosis of the dance, and it's one of those that we look at the second movement and see such beauty, but there's all sorts of facets to it. How's it been to put together?
Conducting Beethoven is as good as it gets. Like, everyone tells you he's the best, and you start to believe it, and you read books, and you study, and you say, yeah, he is the best, and then when you conduct him, his music, there's no doubt. He was on a different level and still is than anyone else before him and after him, in my opinion. As far as putting it together, that first movement is tricky, what Wagner, you know, referred to as the apotheosis of dance, because there's that dotted 8/16th rhythm. And it's used over and over and over in the first movement, which is somewhat uncommon at that time, the bum ba dum bum ba dum bum ba dum bum. So that can sort of get into your head like electronic dance music, and you can sort of get into a groove. But there's something very primal about it. It goes through harshness, and it also goes through periods of being dolce and sweet. And it's a fun bowing for the string players, because they get to do some fun things to make it happen. For all those string players out there, they get to play down, down, up, down, down, up. So your body starts to feel that rhythm too, because you just do it over and over.
We're talking with Adam Bodoni, who is leading the Purdue Philharmonic and Symphony Orchestra Saturday night, 8 o'clock at Purdue's Loeb Playhouse at the Stewart Center. And the program has some great Russian music. They talk about orchestrators, both Borodin and Rimsky-Korsakov. You know, Rimsky-Korsakov literally wrote the book on orchestration. How's this to put together with the kids?
So Capriccio Espanol is just a blast. I mean, it's so similar to me in terms of spirit with Beethoven 7, because it's just this outburst of joy and dance-like. So I have sensed that the musicians just love both of those pieces. And Capriccio Espanol ends with a fireball. And we've worked on the ending a lot over and over because it's very technically challenging. And so I think it's going to be in good shape for the concert.
I've had a conversation once with John Harbison talking about how you stack things up and learn and put together with the orchestra. And he talks about Haydn symphonies are, you know, such good meat and potatoes, sort of, you know, really take your medicine and do the right thing sort of thing. It happens with quartets. It happens with symphonies because he was able to sort of experiment. So this has got to be sort of nice to put together on your first concert to have that sort of really great basic musicianship and ensemble playing.
Yeah, absolutely. In the classic, I agree with that. The meat and potatoes in the classical world will sometimes say the music's just in the pocket. You know, it doesn't explore too many extreme boundaries. And it's a great first piece, I think, for an ensemble, because you have to focus on playing together, and the music is sort of written for that. So everyone's doing a lot of stuff, though not too challenging, and it's sort of fits in the pocket for the whole orchestra to play together.
Well, we're looking forward to it. It is Saturday night at 8 o'clock. There's more at purdue.edu/bands/events.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to it and much more. We hope you'll come back by.
All right. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.